morning, everybody. This is Jeffrey Meldon.
This is Jeffrey Meldon welcoming you to a great edition of...
In stereo.
We are here live at the studios of WSKY. Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful holiday, enjoying the family. And we are here. We hope to bring a little Christmas spirit and joy to everybody. This is Jeffrey Meldon with Meldon Law, and I'm here with my partner and son, Kerry Meldon. How you doing today, Kerry?
Oh, we're doing well this morning, although I did not get a coffee because I forgot to buy coffee, and all the coffee stores are closed on Christmas. So I'm trying to wake up slowly. I'll let you bring the energy today.
Okay. Well, anyhow, it was an interesting week. We all went down to see the Gators beat up on UCF, and it didn't happen. However, we had a good time. Did you enjoy your ride down to Tampa, Kerry?
Yeah, I went down with about 9 people. We had a good time. The stadium is a beautiful stadium, and unfortunately the team wasn't prepared to win the game. So the Mullen era has officially ended. All of his coaches, I feel, are going to probably move on to different jobs. And so Gators start 2022 with hope and, you know, some really good hires that Billy Napier has made. It appears that, you know, he's got a plan, and the plan is going to be to bolster the recruiting and also to try to get some, you know, NFL quality coaches on the staff.
Kerry, when do you think the unraveling of the Mullen era started?
Well, I mean, obviously, Monday morning quarterback, it's easy to say there was signs. You know, for example, his first full-year recruiting class wasn't filled with 5-stars like Georgia and Alabama and Ohio State and other schools which UF should be competing with were filled with. So that probably was the first sign. Is his second year, which was 2018, I believe, or 2019, he wasn't signing the caliber of players that our main competition was, which was Alabama and Georgia. And then you saw Todd Grantham have a tough time preparing the defense in the COVID 2020 year. And besides making changes, Mullen appeared to be afraid to terminate employees that should have been terminated, such as his offensive line coach, his running back coach, who was also special teams, the interim coach, Greg Knox, and Todd Grantham. In fact, he fired them all, but it was too little too late. So sometimes an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
That's a very interesting perspective. I think at the end of last year, when we lost 3 games in a row, the alumni base got completely freaked out and upset with his coaching style and his results. If he kept winning, they would have been fine with his coaching
style.
Well,
yeah, I mean, there was a lot of other things that came into play. He was acting, you know, he was very arrogant. You know, he was making statements, acting a little unprofessional during post-game conferences. You know, you have to be an adult in a room full of 18 to 22-year-old kids, and he had difficulty acting as an adult, and therefore I feel like the student athletes maybe did not take him as seriously as he needed to be taken.
Well, that's another interesting perspective. I think Billy Napier seems to be doing all the right things to build a solid program. And, you know, Kerry, in many ways, it's similar to what you and I do as far as trying to build a law firm.
Yeah. I mean, look, Billy Napier is going to use all the resources that University of Florida is going to give him to build what he believes to be the best football squad in the United States. I mean, if you think of it from a very generic level, the University of Florida is the flagship university in the best conference located in the state with the most talent and has plenty of money and finances. So it's like having a Lamborghini or Ferrari in the garage, and not, you just need to have someone who knows how to drive it. Whether Billy Napier is that driver remains to be seen, but no one's going to convince me otherwise that the University of Florida should not be fielding one of the top programs in the nation.
I agree 100%. And, you know, Meldon Law is the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators. So we're there for all the events, not only football, but basketball, baseball, softball, gymnastics. And we're proud to be associated as closely as we are with the Florida Gators.
Yes, yes. So, but, you know, we're working on our law firm as well. You know, we're Jeffrey, one of the things that we were talking about before today's show is that we're going to try to make the show a little bit better in 2022, because we can always get better. And I really want to concentrate on recharging the show, and our faithful listeners out there, I think, are really going to like these changes. They're going to be coming up in 2022. So this is our final show of 2021. I think it's a good reminder that we've been on the air for how long?
We have been on since 2002, so 19 years, and next year will be our 20th year on the air, on the sky.
And I think the 20th year is going to be a very fun year. We want to make it more interactive and focus more on the law and how we can help our listeners out there. And, you know, basically one of the things that we want to do is be able to answer everyday questions that you guys have, that you deal with in your everyday life. So we're working on trying to make the program even better than it's been the past 20 years.
So with that, we're getting ready to take our first break on Law Talk Live. And we are really glad that you're listening here on this special Christmas edition. And we will be back in 60 seconds. Hi, I'm attorney Jeffrey Meldon. Purchasing auto insurance can be complicated and stressful. That's why I wrote the book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance. It's a simple approach to protect you and your family in the event of a serious accident. To get your free copy, just call 1-800-373-8000 or go to MeldonLaw.com. Offices in Gainesville and Ocala. Meldon Law, where you matter most. Getting justice from the insurance company after a serious accident may be difficult. The insurance company's job is to pay you as little as possible. My job is to work to get them to pay you top dollar. I've learned the latest techniques and have the determination, experience, and reputation needed to go up against the powerful insurance companies. Just call me, Jeffrey Meldon, 1-800-373-8000, or go to MeldonLaw.com. Offices in Gainesville and Ocala. We're back on Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law. I'm here with my law partner, Carrie Meldon. And Carrie, I was listening to that spot and just happened to hear about buying Florida car insurance. And as you know, I wrote a book called Buying Florida Auto Insurance, and I have a three-step approach to buying insurance. It's interesting because when people buy life insurance, health insurance, they spend a lot of time really trying to assess what their needs are and what might happen in a risk. I get the feeling as though there's a lot of folks that buy auto insurance and they don't really understand it fully. And it's unfortunate when all of a sudden they find that, number one, they didn't have adequate insurance. Somebody else caused a crash. They were innocent. So we have always tried to stress to our listeners, buy uninsured motorist coverage. And how do you do that? There's a three-step approach that you need to take in order to, get started. Let's say, why don't you start with step number one?
Well, I'd say go right to the expert. You know, talk to an insurance agent that will give you your options. Now, what you have to do before you do that is you have to get Jeffrey's book, How to Buy Auto Insurance, and he's going to give you the recommended coverages that you're going to need to take to your agent. And it's all in the back of the book. There's a lot of different options. The bare minimums of what he recommends is literally what you wanted to give to your insurance agent. And then you say, the bare minimum of UM that he recommends is $100,000. And you say, give me quotes for $100,000, for $250,000, stacked versus unstacked, and see what numbers the agent comes back with. And if you don't like that agent's quote, then go to a different agent. One of the things that you can't be scared to do is shop around for the most amount of insurance coverage for the least amount of premiums. And that's what some people are just way too loyal to their insurance companies that they feel like they're going to upset them if they shop around. But I promise you, the insurance companies don't care, and you're just a number in their book.
Yeah, I know. I'll hear people, well, I've been with this company for, 27 years, and I don't want to switch. In some cases, that may be a good strategy. In other cases, it's not. You might be paying, 38% more than you could by moving to a different company.
Oh, even more than that sometimes. I mean, look, if it can save you $1,000 and you can get double the coverage, wouldn't that be an easy decision to make when all you have to do is make a phone call? Because the insurance agents work on what's called commission, meaning that you don't have to pay them anything out of your pocket. They get paid by the insurance company when they are able to write a policy on your behalf.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing we recommend is educating yourself as far as what are some of the basic terms, What's bodily injury liability coverage? What's uninsured motorist coverage? What's PIP insurance? What's property damage? What's comprehensive? What's collision? What is the difference between those? And what we do is, in just a couple pages, we explain it in my book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance. And you can get it a couple different ways. Number one, go on our website, MeldonLaw.com, and you can either order a hard copy or download a PDF version of it. You can call the office at 1-800-373-8000, and we'll send you out one for free, along with some other goodies that we send to everybody. And that'll give you some basic understanding. And this is like, it'll take you 10 minutes to read the book. I mean, it highlights everything. It explains it. It's not complicated. Once you understand what the basic terms mean in the state of Florida, because Florida's unique, then what we recommend is go talk to the insurance agents, and you'll have more information than most people, so that you can figure out, number one, what do you need? Number two, is it in your budget? If it's not in your budget, what's the best lower cost insurance option for you? Because we see sometimes people buy $100,000 or $250,000 worth of bodily injury liability, and then reject uninsured motorist coverage, which is a bonehead move.
That's the worst. That to me is the worst thing you could possibly do, because all you're doing is protecting other people on the road. You're not protecting your family and yourself. So that is the definition of a bonehead move. If you buy BI, you have to buy at least the same amount of UM. There's no question about it.
Yeah, and if you have two or more cars on the same policy, you can stack the UM. So you could have $50,000 in BI and with two cars with $50,000 in uninsured motorist coverage, you'd have double the coverage, so you'd have $100,000 in UM. And that's an example of a policy where maybe the person had a limited budget. If you wind up having a larger policy, say $250,000 in BI, and you have two cars on it, then you stack it, you have $500,000 in UM, and people might go, well, why would I need $500,000 in uninsured motorist coverage? Well, number one, a good number of people on the road have either no insurance or maybe $10,000 worth of insurance. And if you're in a serious crash, you want to make sure that you and your family are protected, because you might be out of work for a long time.
Well, yeah, and if you get into a serious accident and you're hospitalized for over a week, That's gonna be almost six digits right there in terms of the cost that they're going to try to charge you. And in the state of Florida, your auto insurance is primary on any type of accidents that you're in. So your health insurance only kicks in once the auto insurance is exhausted, and your health insurance is not going to pay you any money for your out-of-pocket expenses or for your for the pain and for all of the inconvenience that you've gone through as a result of the accident.
Yeah, loss of income is an example. You can collect loss of income under your uninsured motorist coverage, whereas your health insurance isn't going to provide any of that.
So, you know, what I would say is if you are really, really lazy and you want to just take one statement from this whole morning show, go into your insurance agent's office and say, I need at least $100,000 of UM. If you just say that, then everything else in the policy can work itself out okay enough if you don't want to go through the entire book and really educate yourself on all the different principles of insurance. If you say, I want at least $100,000 of UM on my auto policy, you'll start to go to the right places, I think.
Yeah, and your agent will then start explaining what the cost is for each of the different items. What's true is that when you go to an agent in your community, many of them have dozens of years of experience in insurance, and they will sit you down and take the time to explain coverages. However, I would not go in with the mindset of what's the cheapest insurance I can get. No. First, the first step is educate yourself. The second step is, you know, go talk to an expert and find out what coverages they're going to recommend and what the costs will be. Then I think you can shop competitively for different prices. At that point, then it's fine to go on the internet because you know what you need at that point. We're getting ready to take our second break on Law Talk Live. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Melvin. In Florida, the person causing the crash probably doesn't have enough insurance to pay for all of your injuries. Why? Because it's not required in Florida. That's why I wrote the book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance. I've summarized all of my recommendations in one page. Protect yourself and your family. It's free. Just call 1-800-373-8000 or go to meldenlaw.com. Offices in Gainesville and Ocala. Meldon Law, where you matter most. Getting justice from the insurance company after a serious accident may be difficult. The insurance company's job is to pay you as little as possible. My job is to work to get them to pay you top dollar. I've learned the latest techniques and have the determination, experience, and reputation needed to go up against the powerful insurance companies. Just call me, Jeffrey Meldon, 1-800-373-8000, or go to meldenlaw.com. Offices in Gainesville and Ocala.
Welcome back to Meldon Law and Friends here. My son, Carrie Meldon, and I have been doing a podcast for the last year and 2 months. It's called Meldon Law and Friends. And for those of you that want to check it out, just go to Meldon Law Facebook page. It's great. We've had the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, on, a bunch of really interesting folks. Some of them you've never heard of, but they're doing amazing things. I know, Carrie, you've done a lot of the interviews. What have you thought of, the folks that have been on Meldon Law and Friends?
Oh, it's a great list of just legendary people that have cycled through Gainesville. It really has nothing to do with the law or the legal field. It has to do with Jeffrey's experiences in Gainesville since the early 1970s, people that he's crossed paths with, foundations and charities that are important in maintaining the culture of Gainesville, and the fact that Gainesville is, and Ocala, for that matter, believes in giving back to its community, which obviously on Christmas, that is a spirit that doesn't just last one day. We should do it all the time. And so Jeffrey has been featuring a lot of his friends on the show, as well as new people that he's met that are contributing to create a better society in North Central Florida.
We absolutely are dedicated to giving back to the community at Meldon Law, and we're opening up a new office in Lake City. Boy, what a nice group of people up there.
Yeah, Lake City seems like it's got a really great fabric in terms of the people that live there all seem to communicate pretty well. They know each other. You know, we've been practicing in Columbia County for 40 years, so we're familiar with the area. But now that we have an office in Lake City, I think it's going to allow us to even get more integrated into the community of Lake City.
Yeah, absolutely. And we chose three great leaders in the community to lead our efforts at Meldon Law. They'll be in the office. The office is one block away from the Super Walmart, right on US 90 near I-75. There's a Eliano's in the space where we're at, as well as a Moe's and a Chili's. Mostly the locals up there know where that is. And we've got a great new office, fully staffed, and the folks up in Lake City are great. You know, in many ways, Lake City reminds me a little bit of Gainesville when I started back here in 1970. Actually, I moved here in 1970, opened up our law firm in 71. Mm-hmm. But Gainesville was a small town and a lot smaller than it is now.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Kerry was born in 78, so he can comment on the 80s.
Yeah, look, Gainesville is growing just like Ocala and similarly Lake City. Florida is becoming a destination for people around the earth. I mean, not just the United States. You know, when I was living in South Florida in the Fort Lauderdale office first opened in 2017, I noticed that there were Floridians now from all over the world, South America, Cuba. You've got Canadians that come down during the winter and Eastern Europeans. There's a big Russian contingent. I mean, Florida is kind of the Wild West now of the United States, and everybody's moving to the frontier.
Yeah, it's the new California, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like. Hey, look, you know, Florida, at some point, maybe they're going to start charging state income tax for the newbies and trying to restrict the traffic. But I'll tell you what, the prices of homes have risen. And right now, people who've owned their houses for a long time are like trying to figure out how much their house is worth. And a lot of them are going crazy, you know.
Well, their houses have gone up. However, if they sell their house and buy another house, they have to pay a lot more.
Well, that's the problem. If you stay in Florida, you really don't have a choice.
I know. Yeah. Luckily, I bought the home I'm planning on staying at for the rest of my life. So we aren't really counting any, you know, increase in value. However, it is a common for what you point out, Kerry, is that the value of real estate has been going up. A lot of it in North Central Florida has to do with people finding that they like the way of life up here better than in other places.
Yes. It's South Florida, North Florida, you know, they've always been different. Obviously, Miami, it's its own state. And when we look at North Florida and we see the growth that's happening on both coasts, the Gulf Coast and the East Coast, and now it's starting to come into North Central Florida, I think we're going to be looking at a much different community 20 years from now than what we see today.
You know, the Gainesville Sun had an interesting article in the newspaper this morning, which basically talked about how Gainesville was the best city to live in the state of Florida. For the whole United States, they ranked Gainesville number 38, but we were just ahead of Boston and just behind Lexington, Kentucky. But in the state of Florida, we were actually number one.
Well, there you
in
go.
In the state of Florida, number two was Tampa, number three was St. Pete. And they talked about Gainesville, and they said, I'm reading it from it. It said, living in Gainesville offers residents an urban-suburban mix feel, and many of the residents rent their homes. In Gainesville, there's a lot of bars and parks. Okay, I guess that's accurate. And many young professionals are living in Gainesville, and residents tend to lean liberal. The public schools in Gainesville are highly rated. So anyhow, so that was the basis for...
Well, most of my friends aren't liberal, but they're born and raised in Gainesville. It's the people that move in that are the liberal folk, the university-associated people for the most part.
Well, anyhow, I'm very proud to say that Gainesville is a wonderful place to live, as is Ocala. I mean, man, I drove through Ocala yesterday, and wow... It is really,
Ocala's downtown is, they're doing incredible things down there. The way that they're building their city is impressive. And I think you're going to see a lot of people move into Ocala. In fact, someone told me that Ocala was one of the fastest growing cities in the United States.
Yeah, Marion County, all of our friends in Marion County are doing great there. It's exciting. You know, they have all those, what do you call, distribution centers now on I-75. It's amazing. You know, Federal Express and Chewy's there, and they're creating jobs. And so we're very happy that everybody is finding jobs now. And this is the, you know, our last edition. I guess we're not going to do one on New Year's Day, huh?
You can do it. I'm not going to be there.
Anyhow, next week will be New Year's Day. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. It's been wonderful having you. And even though the Gators lost in the Gasparilla Bowl, we're still here. And at the end of every show, we like to give our little Gators a pep talk. So here we go for the final time in 2021. Go!